Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, what a historic day it is here today on Thursday, June 4th. My name is Matt Russell, coming to you live from McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, everybody. Who's in the house? Who's in the house at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse? Welcome to the maiden voyage of On the Menu Live. I'm Matt Russell. This is a live broadcast presentation of Russell Public Communications. As I mentioned, we are here at a wonderful premiere party that Bob McMahon has set up for us here. McMahon's, of course, is on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Swan, and they've got a great party in store. So on your way home, I encourage you to stop by and come say hi to Bob and come say hi to all the folks who have turned out for this historic occasion. I see Tucson City Council candidates. I see former members of the City Council and Board Supervisors, and a lot of Tucson's movers and shakers are here. So what an incredible night this is going to be. We've got dollar off drinks here, we've got half price appetizers, and we have half price scotch. They're rolling out quite a party for us here on the Menu Live. I also want to introduce my guest co-host for this first hour, from Wines Without the Mystery. His name is John Rogers. He's certainly Tucson's foremost wine educator and enthusiast. John, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Matt, I couldn't be happier to be here for the inaugural show.
Great. So this is an honor to be second chair on what will be the first of many, many years of educating this community about the culinary and wine opportunities that we have and our rich cultural heritage about Tucson dining and Tucson drinking and Tucson entertaining. So we'll be hearing about Wines Without the Mystery a little bit later. We'll be hearing about your story and what brought you to Tucson and how you have had fun making a living in terms of demystifying the wine purchasing and enjoyment process. So it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Matt.
John, you might ask, what is a public relations executive doing hosting a show?
Okay, about Matt, what is a public relations host doing a show for?
You know what, a show about local dining and entertainment. You know, everybody knows me as president and CEO of Russell Public Communications. We're a full-service public relations and marketing communications firm here in Tucson. But I don't own a restaurant. I don't have one to promote. I don't have a lounge to advertise. I don't have any wine tastings to host. But what I do, John, is I value Tucson's unique dining and entertainment culture. And I think this show is our small way of celebrating that and educating people both here locally and across the globe, quite frankly, on the very rich Southern Arizona culinary experience. So that's why we're here. I have a lot of good news to spread, and I know there are folks that have a significant appetite for what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, Matt, you share something that all of us seem to share. That is, we all eat and drink.
Absolutely.
So with that in common, it makes it easy to go from there.
Right. If you don't eat or drink, you're on the wrong station. And I should give a shout-out to our friends. We are here live on AM 1330, The Jolt. But I'm also happy to report that we are streaming live worldwide at www.tucsonsjolt.com. I would be remiss, John, if I did not thank all of the folks that contributed to this launch of this historic event for On the Menu Live. I first have to say all of my thanks to Mr. John C. Scott. John C. Scott, a gem in this community. I'd like to thank him for his dedication to the show. John's taking over the Jolt, and his dedication to this show is really the main reason why I have agreed to join the Jolt team. So I'm honored to call John a friend, and I appreciate all he's done to keep the show going. A good friend of mine, Chef Alan Zeman, local foodies in Southern Arizona, he is no stranger to. Alan Zeman started a version of this show more than 10 years ago called The Dinner Hour, where he really had a vision and a passion to bring the good news of good food and good drink and good entertainment to Southern Arizona. And for 10 years, he, together with folks like Jimmy Brewer from the old Daniel's Restaurant and Richard Tyler, and, of course, our good friends at the Hungry Fox have been keeping my seat warm for the last couple of months. So I have I'm indebted to all of those folks who made this happen. And, of course, I want to thank our sponsors who have collectively contributed to the success of this launch. Our first sponsor, Russell Public Communications. I think that's the moment. So thank you, Russell Public Communications. Thank you to Bob McMahon at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. And we're going to be hearing from Chef John Wurtis in our second half hour about his approach to food preparation and what you can find here when you're having a special lunch or a night at McMahon's. And we also want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Spin Wine. Spin Spin Wine. You'll be hearing some spots about Spin Wine, which is a kind of a unique hybrid wine aerator and decanter. The man who runs the organization will actually be on our show on next week's show, so we want to say a special thanks to them as well. John Rogers, you've been in this community how long, my friend?
32 years this August.
32 years, and I know that you have spent a significant majority of those years teaching people about wine, maximizing their appreciation of wine. John, I understand that you've been teaching wine classes in this community for 27 years. Talk to us about how you got into that business.
Well, Matt, you know, I started teaching because I had a summer job at a liquor store, Super City Liquors. That'll take some people back. Later became Liquor Barn. And ultimately, I was just trying to do my job better. Well, I was raised by a perfectionist mother, so I didn't fall too far from the tree. And as it turns out, I could not find anyone in this community to teach me about wine. So I bought a bottle. I liked it. I bought another bottle. I liked it. And I said, hey, there's something to this stuff. But what I really enjoyed was the history of the wine and the romance, the passion of it. Well, being a former Indiana high school basketball player on the number one team, basketball and wine are very similar. It's fundamentals plus passion and enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So I really teach the way I wish someone would have taught me about wine, which is the fundamentals with that passion and enthusiasm. So as a UPS supervisor, I began teaching classes as a hobby. And then one day a winery called and said, hey, John, would you like some free wine? I quit my job about a year later. I said, let me see. If I can get paid to eat and drink, I'm going to do this.
I love it.
And eventually my students started throwing different monikers my way, and one of them started calling me the wine evangelist because they said, dude, you're always pumped up. I said, that's because I get the simple stuff, and that's what makes it fun.
That's great.
The more you know, the more fun you have.
And you haven't just taught a class here and a class there. I mean, the way I understand it is you have taught more than 4,000 wine classes.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is when people hear I've been teaching for 27 years, I say, well, I started when I was 10. And that usually gets a chuckle, but the wine keeps me youthful.
Right.
But I have taught over 4,000 classes. I've traveled nationally. I've had a radio and TV show. I actually had a TV show here called Wine and Dine years ago. But Matt, getting back to something you mentioned earlier, I actually had a meeting with Janos Wilder several years ago. I sat with him for about a half an hour, and he had just returned from New York, and he made a very wonderful comment about our community. He stated that Tucson, Arizona had, in his opinion, one of the most vibrant food and wine communities in the country. He said the variety, the consistency of the food, the quality of the food was rarely matched at any other town of our size anywhere in the United States.
Wow, we have a lot to be proud of. That's
exactly
fantastic.
Which, again, I think this show addresses, is that, you know, we want to get people out there eating and drinking and sharing and keeping our businesses here in town to keep our identity.
That's very, very worthwhile, and that's a great segue to, again, tell folks that our listeners, that we're here at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse on the southwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. There is quite a great group of folks that have turned out for this premiere launch of this event, and I encourage people to stick around. Come on by. You talk about good food and good wine and good spirits. McMahon's serves up all three with great pride. So come on down to McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. We'll be here till 6 o'clock doing this show. We'll be chatting a little bit more with John Rogers with Wines Without the Mystery. 27 years of experience in teaching wine classes in Southern Arizona, and over 4,000 classes that he's taught. So, John, you've actually taught classes in people's homes. You've taught classes in your home. You've taught classes at various restaurants and for corporate events.
Yes, Matt. I like to take the show on the road. In fact, this Monday I'm doing a Greek food and wine tasting at a lady's house. But yeah, I've got an 8-week beginning wine course I teach out of my home. I have other classes in my home, but I've been to about 15, 20 different restaurants here in town. I love this stuff, and I want people to be able to get out and enjoy our variety. So the private shows are fun because you get to go to somebody's house. They don't have to drive anywhere. and ultimately, I take over their home.
That's great.
Some of the events, I've even brought a chef with me. So literally, a chef cooks in their home. I serve the wine, and they just stand around and enjoy their own party.
That's great. And again, we just want to remind folks, you are not teaching a master sommelier certification, hoity-toity, science and biology-based class. You are actually trying to sort of get through all of that and say, I want to help people understand what it's like to really appreciate a glass of wine.
Matt, real simply, and I say this with all due respect to any sommelier, 90% of what they know doesn't relate to what we need as drinkers need to know, because they know about a little vineyard in Burgundy, France that we'll never taste.
That's exactly
so
right.
So what I want to know is the region of the world. And actually, Matt, if you prime me for it, I'll tell you the secret of wine. No charge. The secret of wine is...
And you're going to hear it right here on the Menu Live first.
And especially before I say that, any of my students who might be driving around listening to this program, I expect to see you in here in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Join the party. So the secret of wine is know the grapes. There's only about 10 white grapes and 10 red grapes that make the best wine of the world. So if you memorize what they look like, smell like, and taste like, my job is to put you in charge of your palate and your pocketbook. So if you know that, the same way you know what a rose smells like and looks like, the same way you know what an orange looks like, smells like, and tastes, a Cabernet Sauvignon has those same consistent values. So by learning what a grape is and expecting it to be what it is, you're in control and you start. That's when the fun really starts happening.
Outstanding. Well, I know my wife Nancy and I have talked about this for a long time to actually enroll in one of your classes. You have a whole host of classes that you offer to folks across Southern Arizona. And at the other end of the break, we're going to be talking about some specific classes. You can learn whites and reds and bubbles and how they pair with cheeses. And actually, I think Father's Day we're going to be talking about. You actually have a Father's Day tasting where you're actually going to be doing a little grilling.
Big reds and big steaks.
Oh, man. Right to my heart. John, how can people get a hold of you if they are interested in hiring you to come do an event, to do some consulting, or to register for one of your classes?
Well, this is John Rogers. My company is Wines Without the Mystery. My phone number is 325-0566, and my email is jonlroger@aol.com.
Great.
Otherwise known as the Wine Guy.
The Wine Guy. Tucson's foremost wine evangelist, enthusiast, and connoisseur and educator, John Rogers. It's a pleasure to have you sitting at my side today. We're going to be talking to you a little bit after the break. I also want to remind our listeners that we are going to have a very special conversation in the second half hour with Chef John Wirtis, the executive chef of McMahon's Prime Steakhouse here on the southwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. So stick around for some more fun. We've got a special surprise for you at 5:20, and you got to stick around to hear. So stick around on the other side. It's Matt Russell with On the Menu Live.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. I am Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, and we are launching the first ever program of On the Menu Live. We're going to be coming at you live every Thursday at 5. And we are here for a special occasion. Our premiere party, our launch party, is right here in the lounge of McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, which is on the southwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. And I tell you what, folks, you must have heard the show. You must have heard us on the radio, and you drove right in. This place is just popping and buzzing with all of Tucson's hot shots and those wannabe hot shots and people that are here for a great time. So my thanks to Bob McMahon of McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, who really put it out for us, rolled out the red carpet. And I want all of our loyal listeners across Southern Arizona to come across Swan and Fort Lowell and come see us at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. And I also want to give a shout-out to all of the folks worldwide that I know are listening to us online at www.tucsonsjolt.com. Tucsonsjolt.com is streaming live, and I know a lot of folks across the country are listening and are tuning in for this special guest that we're going to have a call in a minute. We're back here with my guest co-host for the afternoon, John Rogers of Wines Without the Mystery. John, you've got some classes coming up that you want our guests, our listeners to know about. What's up?
Well, Matt, first of all, something that was always interesting. People ask me about my students. Well, my students range from 21 years old to 91. So oftentimes you think of student, you think of someone, maybe a young kid. The reality is people who enjoy wine and food come in all different shapes, sizes, attitudes. The most important thing is have fun with it. So I've set up a real fun schedule for June. On the 14th, we've got a Sauvignon Blanc tasting. On the 18th, I have my beginning wine course. That's what started this whole thing when I was a UPS supervisor. I set up an 8-week course. I, for lack of better words, it's boot camp for wine.
Great.
Matt, I will say this to you. I'm the only teacher that can say in 27 years I have never had a student not do their homework. Most of them tell me they do extra credit work. They'll come back to class and say, John, I drank 3 wines this week. So the homework is tough. You just have to put your nose to the grindstone and do it.
I love it.
I have a worldwide rosé class, one of my favorites, because real men and women do drink pink wine. I guarantee you that.
Wow, you're going to have to convince me of that. I'm going to sign up for the class.
Will do.
I'm excited.
I also, my favorite wine is sparkling wine. So we've got bubbles from around the world coming up on the 20th. And then ending up the month, we've got wines of New Zealand. So you'll walk out talking like this, Mike. But the reality is wine is fun. So each of these classes is designed with a small group of people. Wine, cheese, food. Handouts and 2 hours of my bad jokes. But actually, after the third wine, I'm very funny.
Oh, that's great. Well, the Father's Day one is very intriguing to me. Sunday, June the 21st, from 4 to 6, you're going to be doing a Father's Day tasting with some big reds, and you're actually going to be grilling up some steaks there?
Yeah, that's actually a tradition started years and years ago by a guy named Norm Land, who owned the Good Earth restaurant.
Oh, the Good Earth, absolutely.
And Norm and I started doing a thing on Father's Day because nobody did anything for Father's Day, so we decided Dad needed something. So this is a continuation of that tradition. So I've got 5 big red wines. And by the way, you don't have to just be a dad to attend this class.
Great.
Anybody can come to it. But the reality is big wines, big steaks. I'll have some cheeses. And the most important thing is to learn and have fun.
Well, I hope my wife and my kids are listening because that says gift certificate all over it.
I've got them available for them.
So and what are some of the other classes that you've got going on? You're doing a New Zealand wine special?
Class on New Zealand wines. A lot of people drink New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, and that's the only thing they're exposed to. But they make great Pinot Noirs. They make great Chardonnays. They have also wines that are Bordeaux-style blends, Cabernet Sauvignon. Two islands, North Island, South Island, both of them have different distinctive tastes, so it gives people a chance to really cruise around. Getting back to that rosé comment you made, you know, a lot of times I'll be doing these programs for companies, and I'll do food and wine pairings, and I'll have a rosé being poured, and I'll hear someone say out of the corner of their mouth, hey, I thought this guy's a wine specialist. What's he doing pouring pink wine? I always make a note of that because that generally is the person who wants a second glass.
Oh, that's right.
Because
that's right.
Pink wine.
It'll do it to you.
The world drinks dry rosés all the time.
Well, for a disclaimer there, our listeners should know that I brought John in about 2 years ago to consult on a wine list with a food pairing that a friend of mine was hosting a dinner party, and I was sort of caught in my tracks when I saw that John was recommending a rosé with this. I think it was a salad course with a nice sort of a raspberry vinaigrette.
Perfect.
And I'm one of these big red guys, you know, big mouthy, chewy cabs, and I'm going to admit it. And I thought, you know, I don't know. Do I have to put on my skirt to wear this? I mean, what's the story here? And truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, I have never. I mean, it was a complete surprise. And you think rosé, you know, that's what your parents drank in the 70s, but rosé has really come. Either it's come into its own, or this has been a well kept secret that's just starting to get out.
Well, for those of us who have been in the wine business for years, we've all been drinking, and the Europeans drink it by the boatload, especially for Tucson with our 8 months of summer. It's a perfect wine when you just want to enjoy something. When it's 105 degrees out by the pool, I'm with you. I'm not drinking a big, heavy red.
That's right.
I want a rosé. It's refreshing. It's bright. Hey, it looks pretty. And I'm into pretty.
Well, that makes two of us, actually. This probably makes about 250 of us if I take a look around this special place. You were telling me before the show, John, that one of the biggest moments of affirmation for you is that you're teaching 4,000 classes, but you're not teaching 4,000 classes of new first-time attendees or first-time students. You see people come back time and time again for classes. Even if they've done the boot camp before, they'll come back and do it again because they know they're going to get kind of a different spin or a different interpretation.
Well, the great thing about that is I call them the boomerang students because they keep coming back. And the reality for them is that once they especially have gone through the 8-week beginning wine series, they're prepared for any other thing I do. So they then get to test drive different restaurants when I do food and wine pairings. I've done a couple things here at McMahon's. Do some tastings, do some appetizers, pair some things up. I've also done things where these single night classes. Once you learn about Sauvignon Blanc in my beginning class, then you can explore the world of Sauvignon Blanc. And one of the most heartening things for me has been I'm now getting second generation students, Matt. People that have called me up and said, yeah, my folks took your class 20 years ago, and they won't shut up about how much fun they had. In fact, I got a tip for you. I've actually gotten 9 couples married through my class.
People that actually
met in my class because they had wine as an interest, and then they realized, hey, here's somebody else who has an interest to it. In fact, one of my brothers married one of my students.
Oh, that's great. Now, are there wines without the mystery offspring now in this community?
I understand there are. The big thing is my mom can't figure out why I can't get married through this deal.
Well, you're kicking off your 27th year, so there's still hope and there's still a prospect for you, John Rogers. I'd like to talk a little bit about this myth that you have to have red with meat and you have to have white with chicken or fish. Talk to us about the mythology of that statement.
That's a great question because that brings me back to my number one rule, and that is there are no rules.
Right on.
There are guidelines in wine. You make up your own rules for basically what you want to do, what you want to drink. The reality of this white wine with fish and fowl, red wine with meat, is based on a simple premise, and the premise is actually valid. That is, you don't want the food to beat up the wine or the wine to beat up the food.
Right.
So the reality is light-bodied food needs light-bodied wine, medium-bodied food, medium-bodied wine, heavy-bodied food, heavy-bodied wine. So you don't want one to wipe out the other, but the reality is if you're having steak and your favorite wine is Chardonnay, you should be drinking Chardonnay with that steak.
Right.
It
wow.
doesn't matter. And my whole point, too, is if you're the one drinking it and you're the one paying for it, who should be telling you what's right or wrong? It's personal preference. Just keep in mind the simple premise that have the food about the same body. If you do the body at the same time, everybody's going to win.
Right. So we've got about just a minute left before we go to a commercial break. I'm sure our listeners are wondering, here we have this wine sophisticate, educator, evangelist, enthusiast, and all the other E's you can come up with. How many bottles of wine are in your wine collection?
They're my children, Matt. I've got about 180 children right now.
180 children.
About 2 years ago on my birthday, we pulled out a 1955 bottle. Older than me.
I appreciate the invitation, John.
Yeah, well, you were out of town, as I remember. But the reality
That's
is
a good cover.
The wine could have aged longer,
oh,
but I'm not sure
God.
It would have gotten better.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to keeping up this conversation again. We're going to have Executive Chef John Wirtis of McMahon's Prime Steakhouse right after the news break, and I'm glad you tuned in to this maiden voyage of On the Menu Live. I'm Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications. We'll be right back.
Hey, Arizona, how you doing? Guy Fieri from the Food Network, and I know you are digging it when you're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. The family of actor David Carradine says it is devastated by news that he's been found dead in a Bangkok, Thailand hotel room. Carradine appeared in the 1970s television series Kung Fu.
What happens in a man's life is already written. man must move through life as his destiny wills.
Bangkok police say it appears Carradine may have committed suicide. He was 72. A California judge has ordered a former transit police officer held over on first-degree murder charges. Johannes Messerly is accused in the New Year's Day shooting of 22-year-old Oscar Grant III. Bail has been set at $5 million for Scott Roeder, the man accused of killing Kansas abortion provider George Tiller. Wisconsin has recorded its first death related to the swine flu, a Milwaukee adult with underlying medical problems. California, Illinois, and Utah also confirmed one death each Thursday linked to the H1N1 virus. This is CNN Radio. The salvage effort begins off the Brazilian coast. Navy helicopters are retrieving wreckage from a doomed Air France jetliner. No sign yet of the crucial cockpit voice recorder or flight data recorder. An undercover investigation by the Government Accountability Office reveals the ease with which sensitive U.S. military hardware can be purchased and then shipped overseas. GAO Special Investigations Chief Greg Kutz explains the potential dangers.
You have nuclear applications, guided missile applications, improvised explosive devices potentially being used in Iraq against our own soldiers, in addition to the military items like the night vision technology and the infrared technology.
Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak says there appears to be a giant loophole in the law. Baseball has its 24th 300-game winner. San Francisco's Randy Johnson beat the Washington Nationals today to join the exclusive 300 Club. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
KJLL, South Tucson. Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at SvendWine.com. That's www.SvendWine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. I'm Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, hosting the maiden voyage of this wonderful weekly restaurant, wining and dining and hospitality and entertainment show. We're here live at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. We have got everybody across this community has turned out for this historic occasion. I see so many people, family and friends and food and wine enthusiasts, but I am really here to welcome to the microphone here on the Menu Live the executive chef at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Chef John Wirtis. Chef, good afternoon.
Nice to be with you, Matt.
It's nice to have you here. So, Chef, you've been in Tucson for just about a year, 2 years?
Year and a half.
Tell us how you got here.
I came via Oregon. I've been up in Oregon for the last 17 years. I was teaching for the Le Cordon Bleu there. A great, great class, also with McCormick and Schmick's, which is a big seafood house up in the Northwest.
Yep, sure.
Got down here a year and a half ago and joined right up with the Metro Restaurant Group, and
that's
here
great.
I am.
That's great. And here you are at the hallmark of the company, the McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. This is
absolutely
one of Tucson's gems. And I tell you what, we have gone across this community looking for the best cuts of meat, the best presentation, and the best service, quite frankly, here at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. Talk to us a little bit about how you approach the preparation and the presentation of the kind of meal that people have been hearing so much about.
For us here at McMahon's, one of the things is first you have to start off with really good product. We buy prime-aged beef, some of it corn-fed, some of it grass-fed, but it's just a beautiful, beautiful quality meat. Bring it in. Again, knowledge is paramount for the wait staff. They all know all about the different cuts of meat, the different marbling, how long it's wet age, how long it's dry age, and then it's cooking it properly, great seasoning on it, and presentation, we all eat with our eyes. And so again, it's out there and it just looks so good sitting in front of you. You can't help but eat the whole thing up.
So why do I gain weight if I ate with my eyes? What's happening? Why is my waistline keep going the other way?
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. That's,
right.
That's what's happening.
You know,
there.
I have heard various varying opinions about wet-aged beef versus dry-aged beef. There are pluses and minuses about both. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about the differences between and what kinds of cuts that you would approach with a wet approach or what kind of cuts you'd approach with a dry?
Either of them, or any cut of meat, you can wet or dry age. The dry age, you're just going to get a bigger flavor profile out of. Most of them are going to start out wet age, which is in a cryovac bag when they come to us as a primal cut. We're going to take them out, we're going to trim them down, and allow them to dry age in our temperature-controlled walk-in for about a week to a week and a half. And again, it's just going to build that much more flavor, pull out some of the water, just like if you were to have a concentrate of orange juice.
Sure.
It's just meat concentrate, just bigger, bigger flavors.
Right, and Chef, you're aging the meat right here on site.
Right on site here in our own walk-ins and dry aging rooms.
So talk to us about the popularity of different kinds of cuts. I know, you know, for a while, filet was really the thing to do, and my wife is a big filet fan. I can't get her to get anything other than the filet, and I celebrate that and applaud that because it's the most tender. I'm a strip guy. And so I tend to look for something that's a little bit more marbled, a little bit more rich. And, of course, there's your Kansas Cities and your ribeyes. Is there a particular cut that seems to be more popular in today's steak era than it was, say, 20 years ago?
You know, I still think the filet is king.
The filet. My wife wins, as
absolutely
she does all the time. All right, game over.
filet is still king. And, again, buying prime beef, it does have good marbling. Probably second to that is our ribeye. It's a beautiful Delmonico. Thick cut, 16 ounces.
Oh.
It just grills up unbelievably good. Again, just lightly seasoned salt and pepper just to bring out some of the flavor. But other than that, it's just great. We do have the New York strip loin, 3/4 pound.
Atta-baby.
Beautiful, beautiful. Leave just a thin layer of fat cap on the top.
Yes.
And again, just grills up beautifully. The top sirloin, again, you age it a bit. It makes it nice and tender. Again, beautiful, beautiful on the plate.
I think one of the greatest myths in the steak world is that sirloin is sort of the cheaper, poor cut, and, you know, you're really not going to get a really good standout flavor with a sirloin. You know, I'm talking a lot about my wife tonight because we love to eat, you know, and dine together, and we celebrate the beauty and wisdom of food. But we have found ourselves cooking sirloins more regularly out on the grill, and it is really, you know, sort of broken a lot of the challenges that I've had about sirloins. I mean, this is a great cut of beef.
It is, and I guess for me, one of the great things about a sirloin is it will adapt to most any flavor you put with it. It's beautiful with marinades, with seasonings, with dry rubs, and it just picks up whatever you put on it and carries it through all the way.
That's great. Now, at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, what I think is one of the many things that distinguishes you from other facilities across Southern Arizona is you have these unique preparations that are actually named for folks in the community. So, you know, there might be a crab topping or a béarnaise topping. So this is more than just steak on a plate with a potato. Talk about some of your creations that you do back there.
Some of the additions, again, it's you're going to choose your cut of meat, and it allows you to design your own plate. So, again, whatever you want on top. You can do the classic Oscar with the crab meat, fresh asparagus, and béarnaise sauce. Mm. We have one that are named after a lot of the people, like you said, in the community. A Bernal, which is a port wine reduction. A Christiani with some beautiful mushrooms and peppercorn and Dijon. And, again, just however you want to eat. The Ott comes with 5 different sea salts to choose for yourself on how you want.
So Scott's a salt guy then, is that it?
Absolutely, if you want to. But anything from smoked salt, Mediterranean, Himalayan pink salt, and they all have different flavors. They say if you want to change anything in your kitchen, change your salt.
Oh, that's great. All right, now, Chef, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Okay, so you and I have known each other sort of casually for about a year or so, but we really have not had the opportunity to engage each other until just about 12 minutes ago.
Correct.
Okay, so when the steak Russell finds its way onto your menu, what you know about me, tell me about that steak.
Well, I know right now it's going to be a strip loin.
Attaboy.
I would grill it medium rare to medium.
Yes.
And it would be have a little bit of spice to it and be pretty lively.
Spice and lively. You heard it right here, folks, on the Menu Live. I'm a spicy and lively radio show host. Chef John Wirtis is with us, the executive chef at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, and they are hosting what is an incredible premier launch party at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse on the southwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. We're going to be here hanging out for quite a while. The show's going to be on for about 15 more minutes or so, but I want to encourage those of you that are listening to come on in, take a pit stop on the way home, have a cocktail, meet Chef Wirtis. He's here signing autographs and doing whatever he can. He's got a loyal fan base. Chef, I want you to talk to us a little bit about your lunch menu. A lot of people think McMahon's, it's a, you know, what a great experience it is for dinner, but this is a really great place to come and have a lunch, a business lunch.
I think it's a fabulous lunch. And again, the menu is designed, you can get in and out of here pretty darn quickly. Every day of the week, Monday through Friday, we have a different feature that goes on, from burgers to a beautiful roast rare sirloin, different steaks, again, all meat-oriented, just delicious. Our salads are second to none. They're beautiful, they're tasty, they're flavorful, they're filling. There's so many different things on the menu. The beverages are unbelievable. Cocktails, martinis, for that six martini lunch that you do.
I'll ask you about the Russell Martini in a moment, but go on.
We'll talk that one through. But again, the lunch program here at McMahon's has just been taken off day after day after day.
And fantastic.
We've added a lot to it.
For lunch, I had the chopped salad, which I think is a relatively new item on the menu.
It is.
And what a glorious work of art that is.
Again, you eat with your eyes. Part of it is the beauty. I want it to be when you get set in front of you that the wow factor is really there. And from there, as you eat it, the wow just continues. I think the grilled romaine is another one. It's sort of a new, innovative thing of grilling your lettuce before it goes out. And
we've been hearing a lot about that. Yes, so you actually take the raw romaine leaves, you treat them with a little oil, you brush a little seasoning, and you're literally, chef, putting those right on the grill.
Correct. We brush it with extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of kosher salt, and it goes on an incredibly hot, hot grill, just sort of flash seared, to give it that nice little char flavor to it. Wilts the greens lightly, keeps it nice and crisp. Dress it up after that, a little bit of chopped chicken, and that's living right
and
there.
And you're moving that product at McMahon's?
Oh, incredibly.
That's
incredibly
great.
Yeah, hearts of romaine, it's delicious.
That's great. And then dinner, of course. Dinner is, this is a hallmark moment at McMahon's for dinner. Talk to us about your dinner menu.
It really is. It is definitely the cornerstone of what we do here. From soup to nuts, appetizers are phenomenal, from little miniature beef Wellingtons to a chocolate tiara dessert, chocolate samplers, and everything in between, different types of salads, a McMahon's chopped salad, also we have a smaller version of, the great classic Caesar salad is in there, all the steaks that you design how you want. The other thing that we brought in, which has really been my forte and a lot of what I brought to the table here, is really bringing in some great new fresh seafood.
Beautiful.
And right now we're having fresh Copper River salmon flown in for us. It's sockeye. The season is only 6 weeks long. It is definitely the Cadillac of fish. And we also have Alaskan halibut right now, some beautiful swordfish out of Fiji. Just the tuna we have is sashimi-grade tuna, grilled black and gold with black and gold sesame seeds. Just some really fun, beautiful presentations, flavorful as all can be.
And your experiences up in the Pacific Northwest have equipped you to sort of bring some of that wisdom down here to the desert?
Absolutely. And that's sort of what I wanted to do, is really, I guess a little bit was selfish. I miss seafood myself. I've flown in clams. I've flown in mussels, all from the Northwest. Obviously, a lot of them from all over the world. But, again, we bring in the best of the best, and we have fish flown in here at least 3 days a week.
That's beautiful. And so one of the things that has really caught on here in the last year is this cigar patio you have out here. And you've got some specials that you run sort of every day of the week. But I know that Monday, a favorite night of mine here at McMahon's, is the burger and beer night. Now, I don't have the menu in front of me, but that burger is $5, is it not, Chef?
It is a $5 burger.
How
it's
can
a
you
half
possibly,
a pound.
How can you get away with that? I mean, you got to make some money.
Right, but again,
that
I think
one
it's
of the
passing
best burgers
it on.
I've ever
a lot
had.
Of, all the burgers here at McMahon's are made from the trimmings of prime grade filet mignon, prime grade strip loin, prime grade lip on ribeyes. So it's all prime grade ground up, mixed together. So again, it's sort of a byproduct that comes out to be a Cadillac of a product for us. And again, we pass that on to the guests with a lot of different additions that go with it. And yeah, it's a great night here.
That's beautiful. Yeah, Monday's a great night. Yeah, I was just here not too long ago and enjoying that. And I thought, you know, $5, this is really one of the best burgers around. I mean, you cannot, and this is not a paid statement, you cannot find a better burger, I don't think, at Tucson.
Not that size of burger, not with all those great fixings that you can get.
For that price, exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're seeing a lot of business out here on the Cigar Patio. You know, a lot of folks say, well, you know, it's getting to the hot time of year, but you guys have done a great job of sort of cooling it in the summertime and heating in the winter. And I look out there now, and there's not an empty table, and it's 100 degrees.
Not at all. And again, Wednesday night, ladies' night, we have martinis, we have dollar off drinks for happy hour, and you know, every night is a special night here at McMahon's, and people come out to support it, and it's great to see the locals supporting this local group.
Right. And you know, you're actually bound to run into Bob McMahon every now and then if you come over to McMahon's.
Absolutely.
Imagine that.
It's like Bob's living room extended.
That's a big living room. Well, again, Bob has really created a special occasion for us here for the premiere party of On the Menu Live. We're running dollar off drinks, half price appetizers, and half price scotch tonight for Thursday, which is I think the regular Thursday night special out here. So I would encourage everybody who's here who have come out for the party, and those of you who are listening that want to stop in on the way home, not only to come and have an appetizer or a glass of wine or a couple of cocktails, but come and meet Chef John Wirtis and take a look at the menu and just renew your appreciation for this wonderful landmark restaurant here, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. So you worked around the metro restaurant world for a little bit before you actually got to McMahon's.
I did. I started out sort of at all the different restaurants, and then I opened up Italia. And got that off the ground, and it's just been a fabulous venture over there. And then when this opened up, I was really excited to be able to have the opportunity to join them at the flagship and really sort of put my touches here. And again, it's really the joining of the front and the back team of the kitchen and the wait staff and the management team all coming together to really give the guests what they want.
That's
fantastic.
I think
we've done a great job.
Great. So I know we're going to be renewing our weekly trivia question. So those of you that are driving home or listening online at www.tucsonsjolt.com or on your way home, Chef Wirtis is going to be offering us in just a minute or two a trivia question that he has come up with himself, and we're going to open up the phone lines. The lines here, if you'd like to talk to Chef or you'd like to answer the trivia question, the number 529-3508. Chef, what is the trivia question for the night?
The trivia question is on our menu, how many different ways can you sizzle up your steak?
How many different ways can you sizzle up your steak is the question. If you think you have an answer, call us here at 529-3508, 529-3508, and we are going to give a $25 gift certificate to the winner. Please call us, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Chef, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. I am Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, again here for our maiden voyage for this great restaurant, dining, wining, and hospitality radio show, coming to you live on AM 1330 The Jolt every Thursday from 5 to 6. And we are here with Executive Chef John Wordis from McMahon's Prime Steakhouse. Again, Chef, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
The trivia question for this week is, how many different ways are there here to sizzle up a steak at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse? And we're going to go to line one. Kay is on the menu live.
How exciting. Sounds like a wonderful program.
Well, Kay, I'm wondering where you are. I'm looking around for you, and I can't see you.
Well, I didn't know you were having a great party today.
I'll remember to put you on my list. Let me ask you, Kay, have you been to McMahon's Prime Steakhouse before?
Yes, I have.
You have. Well, congratulations. So you might have the inside track into the answer to this question. Again, I want to let everyone else know that's listening. The number to call, 529-3508. That's area code 520-529-3508. How many different ways are there to sizzle up a steak at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse? Okay, the chef is here. He's ready to hear your big answer.
Oh, dear. I'm not sure, but I would say about 8.
Oh, wow.
Almost there, Kay.
Almost there. Almost there.
It was a good try.
We're happy to say that, that could be on the high side. But anyway, Kay, that's your answer. I'm glad you called On the Menu Live. If you're... Okay, Kay, thanks for calling. Why don't you give it another shot and give us a call back if you want to try it again. I hear Steve on the line. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
How about 12?
12. No. A little high. Kay, the previous caller, had guessed 8, and she's a little high herself.
I couldn't hear.
Let's see how quickly you can call back. Chef John Wordis with McMahon's Prime Steakhouse is asking the Southern Arizona and, in fact, worldwide community, how many different ways are there to sizzle up a steak at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse? We've got a guess for 12. We've got a guess for 8. Both of them are a little
on the high side.
We're sort of cheating a little bit, but, we want a winner this afternoon. Again, the number to call, 520-529-3508, to call On the Menu Live, chat with Chef John Wordis. And I believe we have Wendy on the phone. Wendy, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this. You a first-time caller, Wendy?
I called a long time ago.
Long time ago on the other show. Well, let me ask you this. It's nice to have you on the show. Have you been to McMahon's Prime Steakhouse before?
I have.
Okay, well, we thank you for that, and we're going to put it to you. How many different ways can you sizzle up a steak here at McMahon's?
My guess is 7.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Ding, ding, ding. Wendy, congratulations. We have a winner. There are 7 different ways. Wendy, I want you to stay on the phone because Mark is going to get all your information, and we're going to get that $25 gift card to you. We appreciate you listening in. We know you'll be listening in next Thursday at 5 o'clock for a chance to win some more goodies.
Thank you, Wendy, very much.
You hang
Thank
out.
Thank you, Wendy.
And stick around. So now everybody needs to know, Chef, talk to us about the 7 ways.
Well, the 7 different ways you can sizzle up your steak here at McMahon's. One is the Cesar, coming with a little bit of nice Danish blue. The Valdez is a beautiful green chili and tequila salsa. The Bernal, which I talked about earlier, is a port wine demi-glace with bacon and mushrooms. The Cristiani, portobello mushrooms and dry-aged Romano. The Ellsworth, pepper-crusted with au poivre sauce. The Ott, as we talked about, 5 different kinds of beautiful around-the-world sea salts. And, of course, the classic Oscar, with béarnaise, crab meat, and asparagus.
Oh, man, you're talking. That is just music to my ears. And while we still have you here, because I know you've got a busy kitchen and we're really lucky to get 25 minutes of your time, you talked about your lunch business, but I want you to talk about your lunch specials from Monday through Friday, because these are great finds.
Absolutely. I think probably definitely some of our best deals come out on our features at lunchtime. On Monday is our $5 burger, just the same thing we have all night. But again, you can get any of the different kinds of burgers that we have. The classic, a turkey burger, our cowboy caprese, and actually a beautiful Kobe beef. On Tuesday, we have our classic chicken fried steak. Wednesday is our steak Valdez, again with the Valdez salsa, the tomatillo, and tequila. On Thursday is the roast rare sirloin, which is cured with a beautiful au jus. And on Friday is one of the best ones ever, is a beautiful top sirloin steak sandwich, which we do a sweet garlic and tomato relish over the top, and it comes with a great green salad.
Well, that, I tell you, I just don't even know where to start. But I do want to thank you again, Chef, for coming and sharing a little bit about what you're proud of, what you've created, and I know you've got a loyal and growing following across Southern Arizona and, in fact, the country. So, Chef John Wirtis of McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, sir, it's a pleasure to have you here, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Matt, for having me.
So I want to bring John Rogers back here for just a couple of seconds, because as Chef was talking about some of these unique food preparations, I kept thinking about, wouldn't it be great to actually have you, talk about some wine pairings that go with each of these kinds of things? And I know you do some consulting with restaurants across Southern Arizona. But when you're talking about smoked salts and you're talking about rich sauces and when you're talking about, you know, these kinds of things, what do you think of right off the bat when you're thinking about making a food and wine pairing, when you're talking about a range of preparations that the chef spoke of?
Well, first off, there's people who have a face for radio. That would be me. He certainly has a voice for radio, doesn't he? I actually need a napkin to wipe the drool from my mouth after the way he was talking and describing his food.
Indeed.
You know, not to harp on the same thing, but Matt, it really comes down to, again, knowing that grape. There are certain grapes that are kind of smoky. And therefore, again, you're thinking smoky foods. But, I mean, the Cabernet, if you're having big pieces of meat, generally you're going to want a big red wine with it. So, and especially, typically the way to look at it also is European wines are typically a little less fruity, have a little more acidity.
Right.
The American wines, what we call the New World wines of the United States, South America, New Zealand, Australia, we have a little more heat and sunshine, so we have more fruit and more alcohol, actually, in our wines.
Right, right.
The Europeans actually call our wines fruit bombs because you get bombed by the fruit. Europeans are a little more restrained and sometimes a little better with food in that sense. But as he's describing each of these foods, the fun thing about what I teach and what I understand as a wine enthusiast, the one E word that I do eschew, continuing the alliteration, since my mom's an English teacher, I have to do that, is I don't like the word expert, because you can always learn something in this business. And what I found is by having this knowledge of a grape, I've done a lot of work for the pharmaceutical industry, and they'll ask me to do these food and wine menus. Well, I prescribe wine for food.
Wow.
And it's based on that knowledge of the grape. So once you have a handle on the grape, you just look at it and say, all right, that food and that wine will go perfectly together. And the luxury of all this is research, research, research. In other words, eat, drink, you will learn. And you'll have fun doing it.
Right. I love it. And so we talked about your classes. We talked about your consulting. We talked about, you know, the many, many ways that you can help to demystify the process for people across Southern Arizona. Talk to us again about how people can get in touch with you to hire you for their next event, to register for a class, or to learn more about wines without the mystery.
Well, if you'd like to eat and drink with some nice, fun people and learn about wine in the meantime, my number is 325-0566. My email, johnlrogers@aol.com. John without an H, Rogers without a D, and a smile on my face.
Again, thank you so much, John, for being my co-host today. We're certainly going to have you back a number of times, and we appreciate your helping to share some of your wisdom with people across our listening audience. Again, I want to thank all of our sponsors, Spin Wine, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, of course, Russell Public Communications for sponsoring this maiden voyage of On the Menu Live with Matt Russell. We will be back here next week, Thursday, from 5 to 6. In the meantime, enjoy a great glass of wine. Enjoy a wonderful steak. And we had a lot of fun. I want you to listen in next week. We're going to have a lot of fun surprises in store. So stick around until next week. Everybody have a great afternoon.
Tucson's Jolt.
Tiny impulses of electric current are produced.
KJLL, South Tucson.